easier for me. So you do it. That's the way we approach it. Especially with the people closest in our lives, our spouse, our children, our boss. And then we sit around and we stew and we worry and we try to figure out how to get them to do it. Does it work? No, it just causes more pain for us. Here's a novel concept. What if we were to say, assuming I cannot control you, I can only give you the opportunity to come my direction. But let's say you don't. What are my options? And the reality is we always have options. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're in a situation where someone mistreats you. They treat you badly. It is hurtful and it is wounding to you. So you tell them, this hurts you. Please stop this. You go and tell others to pray that this other person will stop this. You cry, you beg, you plead. You get angry, you try to manipulate. You're trying to figure out a way to change them. What if you were to say to them, assuming they're going to behave this way, if I cannot control them, what can I do? What do I have control over? Unless they're tying you down, I guess then we could safely say that they're in charge, there's nothing you could do. But if they're not tying you down, literally, then you have options. You have options about what you say in response. You have options about where your body is placed, whether you're in the room, what you're going to do, where you're going to be, whether you choose to even be in their presence or not. You have control. And a lot of times when I suggest this to people, they tense up. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. It would be hard. That might cause discomfort for me. I've never done that before. I've never taken control of myself before. And the point is that often we try to control others because we don't want to put the energy and effort into controlling ourselves. So I think we need to understand that we need to be aware of times, of the things that we can control and what we can't. You know, if you're super frustrated with something, you're complaining about it, you're super frustrated, then think to yourself, can I actually control this? What can I control about this? What do I actually have that if I did X, Y would happen? And set your efforts and your energy into doing that and release the rest of the control to God. There are some things you cannot control. Only God can. In Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7, it says, just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust him too for each day's problems. Live in vital union with him. Let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all he has done. The challenge in our lives is to be me without controlling. Because in some ways, you might be thinking, I'm suggesting this weekend that we are all going to be empowered. You know, we're all going to be empowered women. So we're going to go out, and I'm going to be myself, and I'm going to make an impact on the world. Can I say I've been in women's conferences like that? And no offense to anyone here, but it felt a little bit like an Amway convention. It's appropriate for Amway. But sometimes I would leave there thinking, yes, I am woman. God has a purpose for me, and it's big. It's really big. And you know, I had to do a lot of damage control after that. Because I was waiting for the big thing. Well, it's going to happen any day now. I'm going to get that call, and I'm going to be thrust into stardom. Beth Moore, look out. And then after a while, you start going, hello, God. Until you finally say, Lord, whatever you have given me, it's for today. And it's for where you've placed me today. And it's for now. And if this is what you have given me to do, what I'm doing today, then I will do it with all my heart, and I will be the best at doing what I'm doing today. And if you want, I will do that for the rest of my life. And it's going to make an impact on those around me, on my coworker, on my neighbor, on my kids, on my spouse. If I live my whole life and people come to my funeral and they say, she impacted my life, she was my neighbor, she was my coworker, it's enough, it's plenty. It's plenty. So what I want to say to you is, yes, you are unique, you have a purpose, but God decides the breadth. God decides the breadth of your ministry. You decide the